Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, August 23rd, 2012. Home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com. That's my website, and at kvoi.com. You can hear our programs anywhere, anytime. We're making it very convenient for you. It's your decision. You can hear the program when you like. Buckmastershow.com, TucsonSentinel.com, TucsonCitizen.com, and our latest alternative for you, GVNews.com. That's the website for the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. They now have a link prominently displayed on their website to our website. We are live noon to one each weekday. We'll get things moving this Thursday afternoon. State Representative Ted Vogt is with me. Representative Vogt will be in a four-way race in the general election for two seats in the state legislature from District 10. We look forward to talking with him in a few moments about the issues that he believes will be important in this race. 20 minutes past the hour, Mia Hansen is in the house. Mia is Tucson Meet Yourself's director, and she'll give us an update. They're planning the biggest and what they believe will be the best festival ever for Tucson Meet Yourself this October. 30 minutes past the hour, Beth Ford will join us. Beth is the treasurer of Pima County, and then we'll close out the show with aging expert Gail Morgan talking with us about the power of music. We encourage you to be part of the conversation, the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can submit your questions on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Ted Vogt joins us now. Representative Vogt, good to see you.
Bill, good to be back with you.
Talk a little bit about your district. This is the District 10. The newly formed District 10, I guess running from Campbell Avenue in Tucson between Speedway and 22nd, opens up to the east, capturing Sabino Canyon and Tanque Verde areas. Pretty much the same as your previous district?
Drastically different.
Okay, then fill us in.
Absolutely. District 10, the new District 10, is made up of portions of former District 30, which I represent currently, District 28, and a little bit of District 29. My old district, District 30, was pretty much the east side of Tucson, went out and picked up Sierra Vista and the northern half of Santa Cruz County. So, you know, I had urban and rural parts, and this one is really Tucson-centric. It's got a little bit of the county, Pima County, but it's mainly a Tucson district.
Does that help you when you start thinking about, does it sort of telescope your focus rather than having the rural and the urban?
It definitely, you know, the issues are not as broad as I used to have because, you know, with Sierra Vista and with a lot of the urban and the rural parts, you know, I had a lot of different issues out there. You know, it's really Tucson-centric, so, and it's very compact. I mean, I used to put a lot of miles on my car driving around.
Three sets of tires, right?
Absolutely.
In the House primary, Democrats will be selecting on Tuesday two candidates from three running, including State Representative Bruce Wheeler. He was elected in 2010 to the House. Brandon Patrick is in the race, and Stephanie Mock. We've interviewed all three here on the Buckmaster Show. The two top Democrat then vote getters will face off in the general against you, Representative Vogt, and Todd Clodfelter, who is the Republican chair of the current LD30. So we will have a four-way race for two seats, and what will be the issues that you will be campaigning on?
Well, I think the two major issues that are facing the state remains the budget and the economy. We, over the last 2.5 years since I've been at the legislature, we've had to make some very difficult decisions. The state of Arizona had a $3 billion deficit per capita. That was the worst deficit in the country. We have been able to, in these 2 years, balance that budget. And a matter of fact, we've replaced that $3 billion deficit with what, you know, I'll call $850 million of positive cash flow. I don't want to call it a surplus because the state is still carrying about $2 billion worth of debt. But, you know, even since we adjourned, this last session, where we were able to set aside $450 million in a rainy day fund. We keep getting the economic reports from the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, which is basically our Congressional Budget Office, if you will. And our revenues are above expectation, and we've been able to hold down spending. And that's positive. That's good for the state of Arizona. We have some clouds on the horizon. Matter of fact, the Congressional Budget Office just recently stated that if Congress does not take some sort of action against the lapsing of the Bush tax cuts as well as the spending.
So-called fiscal cliff.
Exactly.
That the Congress is up against.
Yeah, they basically say that we will be forced back into a recession. Mm-hmm. And of course, the economic situation over in Europe just continues to persist. And if the euro goes down, you can bet that it's going to affect our economy.
We've talked recently with Doug Ducey, the state treasurer of the state of Arizona, and Doug is very positive about that little bit of rainy day fund, but mm-hmm. he doesn't like to get too optimistic about it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, and he is now taking the forefront and leading the charge against the 1 cent sales tax becoming a dedicated revenue source for education. Are you in his camp on that one?
I am. The state of Arizona is overly reliant on the sales tax. Sales tax is very volatile. When we had an economic downturn, people, they kind of stopped spending. They want to save up money. So it's almost a double hit to the state. The other thing is it really hits the people hardest who can least afford it, those on fixed incomes, those at the lower end of the economic ladder. And, it's regressive in that way. And then the other thing, Rob, I was just reading a blog post.
Of the Republic.
Yeah. Yes. He was stating that because of the interest, some of the calculations that we have already built into the funding formulas, that within 5 or 10 years, we're going to basically be right back at the same situation we are right now in terms of funding, whether or not we're going to have money from the general fund. Look, I think that we need comprehensive tax reform in this state, and education accounts for over 50% of the state budget. So of the $8.2 billion we allocated this last year, $4.5 billion of that was education.
And that includes the higher education
it does.
As well then.
It does.
So it's a huge percentage.
It is the largest investment this state makes. And we were able to this year add back $120 million over that. So as our revenues come back, as our fiscal health returns, we're able to make some strategic investments in education. For instance, $40 million for the governor's reading program to ensure that Arizona children are able to read by the third grade. Studies have shown that if a child cannot read by the third grade, they are going to just forever be held back. They really need to be able to read by the third grade.
Representative Ted Vogt is with us. Representative Vogt and Todd Klodfelter, the current GOP chair in LD30, will be facing off against two of the three Democrats in the who are battling it out in the primary. And I would assume that whoever emerges from that Democratic side, they're going to say that enough isn't being spent on education. Mm-hmm. Just a guess, but I know that's the big issue. We've interviewed all three of the candidates, and education is a huge issue with all three of them.
Absolutely, and it's a huge issue for all of us. Education is the cornerstone of a brighter future, and it's the cornerstone of really the American way. But it's not just a funding formula issue. Education, the issues that we have in this state are complex. If it was a one-to-one ratio, every dollar that goes into the education system, we're going to see an improvement of the performance. Well, then we would want to be like Washington, D.C., who spends by far about $18,000, $19,000 per child.
Yeah, I think the D.C. School districts have the highest per capita spending of any of the states.
They do, and it's
– but course, they D.C. is not a state.
It's a district,
yeah.
But they have the worst performance. So there are other issues there. funding is a critical, critical part of that, but there are other issues that need to be tackled with. And, you know, we've made some big strides over this last session, the last two sessions, to address some of those. For instance, you know, just letting parents really know, hey, what's going on in our school, by changing the way we grade schools from performing to excelling to A, B, C, D, or F. Makes it easy so parents can be more in tune to what's going on in their school. And then also doing away with teacher tenure to give superintendents the freedom they need in order to hire and fire teachers. You know, let's retain the good teachers. And if there are teachers that are not quite performing, let's make it just a little bit easier for the superintendents to do what they need to do.
The economy still could be a very, as you point out, what happens in Washington. Then there's the current sales tax for education, which is sunsetting or expiring the middle of 2013. So we've really got some huge issues facing us.
We do. We do. But one of the things that we did this last session, a first in Arizona history, is the legislature looked out 3 years and planned the budgets accordingly. So we know that we've got a balanced budget this year, next year, and in 2014. And that's a good position to be operating from. You know, when I first got up there, we were in reaction mode. We were in the worst economic situation since the Great Depression. And so we were reacting. We've now stabilized the budget. We've got a three-year lookout, and we are able to now plan ahead with, like we said, a little bit of that cushion, $450 million, to help us if the economy does start to slip.
In the redistricting, is it fairly evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, District 10?
In District 10, Democrats have about a 3.5% registration advantage.
So they've got a statistical advantage. How about independents in that district?
Independents are just a little less than a third. So I think the Dems have about a 37.5% advantage, or 37.5%. We're 33%, and then the rest.
So it's a wide open general election.
It is. Of the districts, of the new districts that lean Democrat, this is the most competitive in the state. So, and quite frankly, despite all the discussion that the redistricting commission had to say about making the state more competitive, there 22 of the state's 30 districts, those races will be decided in the primary. So there are really only 8 districts that are competitive in the general.
And you're in one of them.
Ground zero.
Where can folks get more information about your campaign?
They can log on to my website, which is VOGT, that's V as in Victor, O-G-T, the number 4, Arizona.com, and they can sign up for my newsletter. We're doing tailgate town halls all throughout the district, so I'd love folks to come out and meet me.
Representative Ted Vogt, our guest, good luck to you, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
We're going to talk about Tucson Meet Yourself. Not too early to start planning. It's coming up in October, which will be here before you know it. It's the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lim and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
.1222 on the Buckmaster Show. So much going on this fall, not only here in Tucson, but our friends over in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson, they have a Pick-A-Mania. That's the free music festival returning to Silver City the weekend of September 7th. Then the 8th annual Gila River Festival. This is a big event over there, September 13th through the 26th. Great places to stay, including Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, Agave Ridge Retreat, Cottage of Whispering Canyon. So many good places over there. You can find out all about it at southwestnewmexico.org. And of course, we have our own big festival coming up in October, and that is Tucson Meet Yourself, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Mia Hansen is the executive director of Tucson Meet Yourself. Mia has been an independent director, producer, choreographer for 20 years. Most recently, she co-founded the newly formed Tucson, well, actually, there's no Tucson, just mm-hmm. Festival and Events Association. There's Tucson mm-hmm. and Southern Arizona. So the Tucson isn't before the festival, it's after. Mia, good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me on. Yeah.
So a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to the Pick-A-Mania.
Yeah, though. That's going to be a great event. They've got so much going on over there. And so many of our friends of the Buckmaster Show have been going over there and visiting Silver City and say they heard about it on the Buckmaster Show. But it is a fun place, mile-high elevation, and lots going on.
Well, and, you know, you can say the same for Tucson, of course. We are about ready for one of our favorite festivals. I'm very happy to tell you more about Tucson Meet Yourself.
Bigger and better than ever this year.
Oh, yes. Well, it could hardly get much bigger, but this year we're still going with our expanded footprint. You know, we started that 2 years ago, Bill, when we really needed to grow into the recession. We were at a crossroads. We said, what are we going to do? Are we going to stay the same? Of course, Tucson Meet Yourself is all about traditions, and we wanted to honor those traditions, but we realized that we've grown as a community and we needed more space. So we've expanded our footprint, and we now cover 60 acres of the downtown in Tucson.
Wow.
Yeah, we literally lay a little mini city on top of the downtown complex.
And so much preparation. Mm-hmm. You shared with me these charts, these huge charts that you have setting up all the different entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a 12-month a year planning thing, kind of like the Tournament of Roses, you know. Mm-hmm. After January 1st, the Tournament of Roses starts thinking about next year's tournament, and it's pretty much the same way with Tucson Meet Yourself.
It is, and, you know, the festival is really just the three-day, you know, expression of all of this stuff that goes into making our community such a wonderful, diverse place. So year-round, we're working with folk artists who come out to the festival and demonstrate what they do all their life, and year-round, they're preparing their traditional handicrafts to share at the festival. We work with over 60 nonprofit clubs who create the food that we sell at Tucson Eat Yourself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, delicious food. In fact,
Tucson Meet Yourself, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Tucson Eat Yourself.
Exactly. And in fact, Beth Ford coming up shared mm-hmm. with me in the lobby that her favorite food is the Thai food from the Thai Buddhist monks' booth. So there mm-hmm. we have to poll everyone to see what their favorite
How
is.
How many exhibitors?
Oh, we have over 100 exhibitors this year, and we have different categories where the exhibitors come out and share information. And so I wanted to review a couple of the main
themes.
Yeah,
go ahead, some of the themes.
We have Kidlore, the culture of kids. Now, this is an area of the festival where kids will take the day. You know, what do kids want us adults to know about them? So we'll have a kid's manifesto where kids can really tell us adults what they feel is important, and a kid's stage, and there'll be a kid's fashion show. That'll be a lot of fun. And that area will have schools and nonprofits that deal with children. We still have some spaces open, by the way, if anyone's listening who'd like to be a part of the festival.
So there's going to be emphasis on kids.
Then we have an area called the Common Causeway where we're going to emphasize quilts for a cause and symbols of AIDS activism. You know, it's been 25 years really of the unfortunate anniversary of living and knowing about AIDS. And so we're going to really highlight the outpouring of expression that comes from crisis. So quilts for a cause and symbols of AIDS activism will be an area. And we're partnering with Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, by the way, who are bringing the AIDS Walk to Tucson Meet Yourself on October 14th.
Oh, good. That's
very exciting.
Yeah, teaming up there. That's a good match.
And then we're going to have a couple of thematic programs in the entertainment area. We're going to have Powwow 101, everything you ever wanted to know about a powwow but were afraid to ask. So you'll literally be able to learn what are the traditional drums, what's the style of music, how does powwow dancing and music differ from our regional, local Ton Odham, Pasquayaki artists.
I know very little about it, but I would say you'd have to have great endurance to do it, from what I've seen of a powwow.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to have a whole area of Caribbean and carnival traditions of the Caribbean.
That appeals to me.
Trinidad and Tobago will have steel drum experts coming. There'll be a steel drum workshop. We're going to have a big anniversary of the Lowrider Show, the Duke's Car Club, celebrating their 50th anniversary as a car club. So they're going to just really expand our lowrider area. And, of course, we have Pima County Meet Yourself, which has started a couple years ago, and having this sort of informational area where a lot of the Pima County and other government agencies like the City of Tucson and the State of Arizona will come out and really share who they are and what they do with us. So
you need volunteers to make this happen, don't you?
Oh, yeah, about 500, in fact.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can sign up to be a volunteer by going to our website. So our website is TucsonMeetYourself.org, and there's a place called the Get Involved tab. And if you go there, you'll see a place to look at all the great volunteer opportunities that we have. We need about 500 folks. We'd love to have you come out and volunteer. Maybe people with a group, like, you know, a Rotary Club or a school group would like to come out.
So there are plenty of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Tucson Meet Yourself is involved with getting this new association going. How is that going, the Festival and Events Association?
It's going great. You know, a lot of us who put on these wonderful festivals sat around in a room one day and said, wow, we don't talk to each other very much. So we started collaborating, you know, the 4th Avenue Street Fair and the Pima County Fairgrounds and the Tucson Rodeo Parade. And we really find that this is a huge industry. Of course, we have so many days of sunshine here. We have over 500 and counting so far festivals and events that are part of our community. And so it's really a huge organization organizational collection of people. What we do is we meet once a month, and we get together and talk about best practices. And it's been a really wonderful way for us to get together and share a common strength, which is this wonderful festival and event industry.
Mia Hansen with us from Tucson Meet Yourself. As we wrap this up, a couple of things that folks should know about. Again, the event Tucson Meet Yourself, October 13th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, downtown. Again, the website?
www.tucsonmeetyourself.org. It is free. Come on down. All of this, 6 stages, 200 performing groups. The food you have to pay a little bit for. It's delicious. But everything else is free, open to the public.
Fast for a week before you go down there. Thanks, Mia. Have a great festival.
Thank you.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney is pledging to create 3 million jobs and add more than $1 trillion to government coffers through his energy plan, the plan the Obama campaign labels as irresponsible. Romney running mate Paul Ryan says that if Romney is elected to the White House, he will prevent planned cuts to the U.S. military. 10 employees of Immigration and Customs Enforcement are suing the Obama administration, hoping to block a new program allowing many young illegal immigrants to avoid deportation and get a work permit. Forecasters say there's still a lot of uncertainty about the path of Tropical Storm Isaac and whether or not it will affect Florida. Wall Street, the Dow's down about 111 points. The NASDAQ is off 17. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have a family member?
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Coming up now on 12:34 on this Thursday afternoon, Beth Ford is with me in studio. Beth, a Republican, she is the Pima County Treasurer, has been since her first election in the year 2000. She has served three consecutive terms, and this is the first time that Beth has an opponent. Democrat Elaine Richardson is going to be facing off in the battle for Pima County Treasurer. Beth, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Why do you like the job so much?
Well, I'm a certified public accountant, and so the tasks and the work of the treasurer's office fits me. I'm also kind of a numbers geek, and I love it when all the books balance.
You have an accounting background?
Yes, I do. I graduated from the University of Arizona with an accounting degree, and I spent about 10 years with Tucson Unified School District as their financial services manager. So I worked in the field of governmental accounting my professional career.
And you and I are both natives of Wilmette, Illinois, and graduates of New Trier High School. And I know there are some New Trier people that listen to the show. We've got some New Trier alums here in the Tucson area. Mm-hmm. So both of us from Wilmette, Illinois.
Yes.
But you came out here to the U of A? Was
yes,
that
I
how
did.
You
got,
how you came out?
Mm-hmm. Or? Actually, my parents retired out here. I had started my college career at Loyola University of Chicago, and my father kind of bribed me to come out here to finish my degree. It was a little cheaper than private school going to the U of A. So I finished my last 2 years here and fell in love with the desert. And I haven't been back to the Chicago area since.
Really?
Really.
How about to visit?
Not even to visit. My family ended up coming out here. My older brother had come out here to go to school and had stayed in Tucson. My parents, as I said, retired. My older sister ended up teaching at ASU as a fine arts professor. So and my younger brother was going to high school here. So we just all came out and stayed.
Elaine Richardson was on the show a week or so ago talking about what she would like to do. One of the issues, one of the concerns she has is about credit cards.
Mm-hmm. Currently, we don't accept credit cards. The county attorney's office advised me that the merchant charge, the merchant fees that the vendor, which would be Pima County, pays, would be a gift of public monies because it's being used to pay taxes. So in order for me to put credit cards on the website, there would have to be a convenience fee of about 3% charged. So knowing that most people don't want to end up having to pay more for paying their taxes than they already are, we've kind of had backed off of that. However, more and more banks are now issuing accounts where people only have a debit card. And in order to take the debit cards, I have to take the credit cards. So we're looking at products right now to be able to enhance our current payment platform to accept both debit and credit cards.
What does the treasurer's office do?
Well, by statute, I'm the ex officio tax collector and the custodian of public funds for the 97 political subdivisions in Pima County. And what that means is that I'm accepting their deposits, I'm clearing their checks, I'm investing their money, and I'm paying for all the debt service for all those bonds that the school districts in Pima County issue. So I'm the one that ends up making that payment.
So we the also, custodial is a huge part of the job.
Huge part. Mm-hmm. We have about almost $3 billion that runs through the treasurer's office every year. We're listed in all but three titles of Arizona Revised Statutes because I have people's money, even though I may not be in there, including the criminal statutes, because the courts turn their money over to me.
When are the tax bills going to go out?
As a matter of fact, I just received the roll today, and we're importing that. And I should have that available on our website next week, and you should be able to start making payments. The statements are scheduled to be mailed if you don't have a mortgage, September 7th. If you do have a mortgage, then those are scheduled to be mailed out on the 14th of September. If you have a mobile home or business property, those are scheduled towards the end of the month.
Pretty much very little change percentage-wise, and I know it's hard to generalize, but about taxes, are they pretty much going to be what they were last year?
I haven't had a chance to do a thorough analysis on it. It looks
just kind of your gut feeling is.
Well, it looks like the overall levies increased about $100 million from last year, and I'm seeing a lot of people's a lot of the political subdivisions' rates go up. But as I said, I just received it. I haven't had a chance to do a detailed analysis on it, but I'd love to do that and come back and discuss it with you.
Beth Ford is with us. Beth is the Pima County Treasurer, and she is a Republican. It's kind of interesting. The Board of Supervisors have a Democratic majority, yet you're a Republican. Have you always been a Republican?
I've always been a Republican.
Yeah, and why is that?
I always had believed in conservative principles, and what really solidified understanding that was reading Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about your priorities for your next term that you hope to win in November.
Mm-hmm.
What's at the top of your list?
Right now, getting the payment gateway with the debit cards and credit cards. We're currently upgrading our delinquent tax system and integrating that. When I took office, all the county's computer systems were segregated. We had 8 different ones. They didn't talk together. And we've been working gradually on getting that integrated and implemented. The other thing that I'm working on and working with the school districts in Pima County is to convert their check payments into electronic payments, ACH vendor payments, rather than issuing a check. It's cheaper to issue an electronic payment than it is to actually cut a check. And there's some rebate programs that are available to the school districts where they'd actually be able to float their money and receive a 1% rebate, much like you get cash back on your rewards cards for your credit cards, to have that implemented for the schools as well.
So you're trying to upgrade technology.
Definitely. Trying to stay ahead of technology and being able to implement all the products that are available is a challenge, and I'm always trying to investigate new ways that we can end up doing things better and more efficiently.
So what about e-billing? That's something that Elaine has brought up.
E-billing is going to be very difficult. That would be where we would end up having to maintain everybody's email addresses, which change regularly. We've got a parcel base of about 420,000 different parcels, and the maintenance of the name and legal file and mailing address is done by the assessor's office. So it would, in order to do e-billing structurally, to be able to gather that data would be very difficult. We do make the tax statements available on our website, and those will be available, as I said, next week. So rather than billing people, they can always go to our website and obtain accurate information and timely information on what their tax payments are and what the status is on their account.
We always like to let candidates sort of set the record straight. Has there been anything that Elaine Richardson has said that that you felt was not true and you'd like to set the record straight on, Beth Ford?
Well, I've only heard of a few things. I know she's concerned about the technology not being up to date, but I think she'll find if she does some investigation that we're really almost bleeding edge in some of our technology. One of the reasons why we're having some challenges with finding an appropriate gateway, I was looking at one last week, and they weren't able to accept anything but a comma delimited file. And we're using pipe delimitations and some other things so that we can deal with the addressing issues, I'm going to get techie here, but
yeah, go ahead.
That have commas in the records and ampersands in about half of the address files that we have. So, but they couldn't handle it because they were dealing with old mainframe technology.
Do you have the staffing you need to do the job at the treasurer's office, or could you use more people?
I've done with less. When I took office, we started with 46 staff members, and I'm down to 32, and that's because we've been able to automate 96% of the tax payments that we process. So I haven't needed the staff. We've been able to reallocate the staffing so that I have qualified, knowledgeable people when you call and you have a question for the office. We have professional accountants that are dealing with all the custodial functions, and I have a staff of about 7 IT people that are dedicated solely for development of our systems, which has been wonderful because when we do need to change, we can change on a dime. Last year, the county ended up implementing a new ERP system, which we had to interface with, and ended up actively working with them on developing those interfaces to help Pima County become more efficient in dealing with that changeover and that conversion. It was a rather large project.
So you have your degree in accounting?
Yes, I do.
And you're also a CPA?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So you feel you have the credentials that are needed to be a treasurer?
Yes, you really need to have that financial expertise. Daily decisions are all involved around financing. The biggest challenge we have is making sure that when those checks clear that I have the $15 million available in the checking account and that we're still have the money invested safely and are producing good yields for Pima County, because every dollar that I earn through investments is a dollar that doesn't need to be raised through your taxes.
So you do the investments?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I have an investment manager, but I review all the investments that she does on a daily basis.
And is it you said $15 million? Is that kind of the average area that you invest? Or?
No, $15 million is what I may need to have on a given day.
Oh, in your checking
account? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It could be challenging. So you know, it could be depending on if it's a payroll week or not. I could end up needing $40 million at hand. So it's a challenge to be able to make sure that I've got an adequate amount of cash available, but that it's not sitting idle.
Yeah. So if you're like the rest of us, you're not calling your bank.
Right.
What is my current checking balance?
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay, Beth Ford, where can folks get more information? Do you have the website for
the
campaign?
Yes, I do. It's Ford for Treasurer, and that's four spelled out, not the numeral, .com.
Beth Ford, Pima County Treasurer. She is a Republican, and she will be running against and is running against Elaine Richardson. Beth, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Coming up now on 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, we will continue after we hear from the fine lineup of people who believe enough in this show to sponsor it, and we thank them very much. Please support them.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our continuing focus segments here on Buckmaster, dealing with aging and the impact of the baby boom generation. Our segment on aging is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Today we're focusing on older adults and the power of music. People everywhere listening to music wearing headphones while they're reading, exercising, traveling, or shopping. What is it about music that captivates us? We explore that now with our expert on aging, Gail Morgan, a vice president for Mather Lifeways, the parent company for Splendido at Rancho Vistoso. Gail, how are you today?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing real well. There are so many studies, Gail, regarding how music can help people maintain their health. How can music help us heal?
You know, it's amazing the impact of music, and it's becoming a very large part of rehab and treatment today, especially in the alternative medicine side of things. But music can, it can control our heart rate. It can raise our heart rate and make us feel better. It can calm us. And so we're actually seeing a large use of music when it comes to managing stress-related illnesses or stress-related afflictions because of its ability to calm oneself and to steady the heartbeat. It can lower the blood pressure. So it really is being used in a variety of ways, especially with the stress-related illnesses.
Longtime University of Arizona music professor and jazz pianist Jeffrey Haskell says that music has such special powers. It has charm, but more than that, it has medicine. It has ways to excite parts of the people's brains that just come alive, and it's very helpful in treating people, both people who are well and people who are damaged. And I think some of the research has shown in alternative medicine that there really is a decrease in pain for those suffering.
Yes, the pain management that is now being supported by a variety of music therapies is growing in popularity and respect. The ability to help control pain, push away pain when you feel that it's coming on, whether it's migraine headaches or it's pain from a chronic illness or a debilitating illness, the ability to put music into your life to help offset those symptoms. You know, think about it. Music goes wherever you go. It's not something that you need a prescription for, and it really is something that if you suffer from something that involves pain, that you can quickly add to your treatment plan.
And it does ease depression. The studies have shown that uplifting songs have an elevating mood on people, and the improvement in movement and walking ability for older adults, especially stroke victims, for those suffering from Parkinson's.
Absolutely. You know, there is a reason why people of all ages seem to listen to music when they exercise or they're taking the neighborhood walk. It helps you walk better. It helps you with your balance. It helps you maintain your pace, go longer, go further. As an older adult ages, something as simple as being able to, you know, walk on a daily basis can promote so much physical fitness and promote so much health. And so music absolutely can assist with that. You know, Bill, the other thing that I've recently seen is that studies have shown that 75 to 80% of all visits to our primary care physicians are for stress-related complaints. And when you stop to think that something as inexpensive and easily done as music therapy can help reduce the stress, think what it would do just to, you know, our need for medical appointments and medical care.
Yeah, it's huge. Stress-related complaints, as you say, 8 in 10 visits to doctor primary care visits have to do with stress, and that music can really help in music therapy. And there's been some really interesting research from the people who are studying Alzheimer's disease, Gail Morgan, that people with early Alzheimer's disease were more likely to recognize song lyrics if they had recently heard them sung rather than spoken. I guess this suggests, Gail, that music may help them form new memories.
It appears so. You know, I've seen in working with people with Alzheimer's that they have the ability to retain and recall music sometimes in an amazing manner. So if that same ability and connection to music can help them with the short-term recall, that would be, you know, just a wonderful improvement in their day-to-day lives.
Yeah, people with Alzheimer's correctly recognized 40% of the songs they heard sung compared with 28% of the songs with lyrics they had heard spoken. So the healthy adults didn't show as much of a difference, recognizing 77% of spoken versus 74% of sung lyrics. So the authors think that the Alzheimer's patients were drawing on parts of the brain not affected by early memory loss, that they may respond to music. So this really is something to build on in an area that has so much frustration, Alzheimer's disease. Wanted to also talk a little bit about a group called Gestures of Joy at Splendido. This is an award-winning group of women who really enjoy performing.
Yes, Gestures of Joy is truly one of those out-of-the-box music experiences. It is a wonderful group of Splendido residents, and they were ready for a new challenge, and each and every one of them was a music lover. But they decided, how can we challenge ourselves to bring music to people that perhaps wouldn't on a regular basis be able to enjoy the music? So what they have done is they have developed a chorus called Gestures of Joy, and they perform with sign language. So the audience is both enjoying the music because they do play the music recorded, but then their actions, their signing and their actions are performing the music for those that are hearing impaired.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, it's just a great experience because the emotion, the feeling, the sense of the music comes through visually. Then for the hearing impaired, they are able to connect with the lyrics of the songs, but it's also just as wonderful for those that are performing it because, like we just saw, the impact of music on the day-to-day lives is so strong, even for the ladies that are performing the music.
And Gestures of Joy got its start when a former director of wellness at Splendido looked for a way for people to be physically active and kind of get a brain workout all while remaining seated. So it's a great way, a great vehicle, isn't it?
It is, and you don't have to be the best singer because they're signing the songs. So it really has opened up the opportunity for those that perhaps wouldn't want to be in the lead singing position, but they're still performing and involved in music.
And it's fun. They dress in black. They have white gloves, and sometimes they wear hats. It's a 20-member group. They're all residents of Splendido. They perform roughly 25 times per year at hospitals, health fairs, churches, and other retirement community, so they really are kept very busy, aren't they?
Yes, and I believe you actually said they've been recognized nationally for this groundbreaking, unique opportunity that they have created for themselves and for the community. So they really are, if ever having the opportunity to see them, I hope that all your listeners will take advantage of it because it's really a rewarding experience.
And Gestures of Joy, Gail, will be performing for the public at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in early December, actually, and we'll keep our listeners apprised of those dates so folks can come out and take a look. In the meantime, to experience Splendido, attend the Taste of Tuscany Luncheon. That should be fun. August 29th at 12 noon. You can RSVP 878-2612. 878-2612. Gail Morgan, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot. Gail Morgan from Splendido with us on The Buckmaster Show. And we want to tell you, and we're glad to do so, that bottled water on The Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. What is it about Culligan water? Well, I'm telling you, it just simply tastes better. So check it out, Culligan Water. Coming up this afternoon, he is the dean of the local talk scene. He is John C. Scott, and he will be coming along at 4 o'clock, his show daily here on KVOI, 4 to 5 in the afternoon. Then tomorrow morning, from 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. So check that out tomorrow, another great local talk show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Coming up tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, our Friday Focus interview will be with Mike Varney. Mr. Varney is head of the Metropolitan Tucson Chamber of Commerce. That's coming up tomorrow on The Buckmaster Show. Sarah Garrett Gasson of the Arizona Daily Star, Mark Evans of TucsonCitizen.com will be here along with Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News. I am Bill Buckmaster. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. We'll be back and see you tomorrow at 12:04. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.